Hey, this is Day Superior, and I would like to thank all of the lovely ladies and masculine men for tuning in to the I Am Not a Baby Daddy podcast. So let's get straight into it. First of all, who am I? You know, my name is Day Superior. I come from the Chicagoland area, more specifically North Chicago, which is about an hour outside of Chicago. You know, I lived all over the country during my during growing up. You know, I lived in a lot of different states. You know, I moved around a lot as a kid, but you know, for some reason, I always come back to my hometown, which is Lake County, Illinois. This go around, I'm going at life a little bit different, you know. Like I feel like I got my head on straight this time. You know, I made a lot of mistakes, which, you know, I'm going to a little later on in this episode. But at this point in my life right now, I feel like I'm doing real good and I'm very proud of myself. So some of the things that I do professionally is I'm a black author. You know, I'm a mindset coach. I'm a barber, you know. Most importantly, I'm a human being just like you, you know. And every single day, you know, we got to take on these 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? We got to strive to do the best that we can, you know. Every person that wakes up has that same purpose, you know. So, you know, this is interesting because I'm just doing this straight off the top of my head, you know. This is going to be the first episode. And this isn't as easy as you would think it is. Like, I'm realizing that right now. Like, for the people that are already doing podcasts, I tip my hats to y'all, because this ain't easy. I ain't even gonna lie to you. There's a few people that inspired me to start this podcast, and you know, I'm not going to mention no names right now because it's a lot of y'all. I know a lot of people that's doing podcasts. But I just want to salute you real quick, because I'm about 3 minutes into this and I'm realizing this is not easy at all. My head, I got so many thoughts running around in my head right now. It's kind of crazy. Okay, so I got a few topics that I want to touch on in this episode, and I feel like it'll give me different directions to go in the future episodes. I can figure out, you know, which direction I want to go in first. Once I end this episode and I listen to it, I can see like what I'm more comfortable talking about, and you know, the type of show that this will end up being. So the first thing that I want to touch on is why the name of this podcast is I Am Not a Baby Daddy. You know, I feel like there's a significant difference between a baby daddy and a father, to where, like, even if one day I was to have some children and I'm still doing this podcast, I'll be able to continue doing this podcast without changing the name of it, because you know, I don't believe in being a baby daddy. I believe in, you know, being a father. I feel like those are like two different ends of a spectrum, you know. It's like a baby daddy, you know, usually I feel like it's a toxic situation. You know, either you got a bitter baby mama, or you just a deadbeat, you know, or you know, the situation didn't work out and you guys don't know how to co-parent. You know, there could be a lot of different factors to why someone would call you a baby daddy, you know, or even worse, a sperm donor, you know, that's even worse. But I feel like a father is a person that steps up to the plate, handles their business, you know, they're a positive role model, someone that can be looked up to, someone that can set an example for their child and provide and, you know, be responsible for what they brought into the world, you know. Just going over that briefly, you can see already, you know, there's a big difference in the type of title that's given to you, you know. So the name of this podcast is I Am Not a Baby Daddy, because, you know, not only do I not have children, but, you know, that's just something that I feel like is a title that couldn't be stuck on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't slap that label on me, you know. And there's a lot of women that I dealt with in the past, and you know what I'm saying, like, once a woman gets to know me and they get comfortable around me, they automatically start talking about marriage and having kids and stuff like that. And you know, I don't want to be involved with them type of people no more. You know, like, it made me real uncomfortable, because like, I'm doing well in life. I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing well. You know, women are attracted to me. I feel like you a hater, shorty. If you want me to have, like, I feel like so wrong with you. Like, why you want me to just stop my life for you, and you want to trap me? Like damn, like, that's how you feel, shorty? You know what I'm saying? So I think women like that want to put a baby on a man that's doing well for himself and don't have no kids. I feel like you a hater, shorty. Like, you a big hater. And majority of the time, they already got kids. And you know what I'm saying? Like, they want you. Nah, I ain't with that. I'm not with that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to have no kids right now. I got a lot more living left to do. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I want to do in my life before I have a child. Because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I ain't going to be able to do those things no more if I bring a child into this world. You know what I'm saying? So let's go on to the next topic. I don't think a lot of people in the urban community know what van life is. And you know what I'm saying, this is something that I'm currently transitioning into. So I have a van that I'm converting into an RV to live in. You know what I'm saying? It's basically like you find like a decent sized van, you know, you gut out the insides and you convert it into a house on wheels. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. And it's a whole lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? If you look it up on YouTube or TikTok or anything like that, like, you could go down a rabbit hole, because it's very interesting. And yeah, like, I got introduced to van life through my father. Like, he travels across the country. He, you know what I'm saying, he does a different type of work. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put his business out there or, you know what I'm saying, create any competition for him or anything like that, because it's pretty much an open lane, the type of business that he's in, you know? Like, there's, like, not too many people doing it. But yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying, he bought him a Sprinter van, you know, turned it into a comfortable little, you know, house on wheels. And he travels the country and he does his work, you know what I'm saying? He also has a family in a house located here in Illinois. But, you know what I'm saying, like, when he travels, you know, he has his van, and he also has a a pod, like an RV, basically a trailer. That's a mini house, you know, which is pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Like once I had seen it and I see how he, I see how much, you know what I'm saying, money that he's able to save instead of staying in a hotel while he's out of town and, you know, paying for plane tickets and all of that. You know what I'm saying? You could just drive anywhere, set up shop, and, you know what I'm saying, canvas for job prospects. It's pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had went on the road and worked with him 1 year, and, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a really dope experience. And I've always been interested in trying out van life for myself, which, you know what I'm saying, I'm currently doing now. You know, I just turned 30. Well, I didn't just turn 30. I'm about to turn 31 in a couple months. But, you know, I feel like I just want to try something different. You know, I've been in dead-end relationships. You know, I live with, you know, a few of my ex-girlfriends. And it's just, like, something that I don't want to go through again, you know? Like, I have a background. I have a criminal history. So, you know, it's kind of hard for me to get approved to live in certain places, you know, to live in a decent community or to have a decent apartment, you know? I have to jump through hoops and hurdles, you know, just to do something like that, because I have trafficking and drug charges in my background, which are, you know, amongst other things, but those are really the factors when it comes to a background check to move into a place, passing the background check, you know what I'm saying? They usually look for, like, drug charges and stuff like that. So, you know, this was a really cool alternative. I feel like it's really cool, and plus, you know, I'm comfortable with being by myself, so I thought it would be a dope experience, and it's something that I would learn a lot from, you know what I'm saying, and stack up a whole bunch of money in the process of learning how to live in a different way, you know? So let's go on to the next topic. Your mistakes don't define you. So, you know, everyone is human, you know what I'm saying? Everyone has made some mistakes in their life, and any person that tell you that they have never made any mistakes in their life, they have never done anything wrong, they are a lie, like a bold-faced lie, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's done something wrong in their life, but the whole lesson that you need to take from that is that you don't let those mistakes define you. You know what I'm saying? You learn your lesson from what you did wrong, and you move forward. You know what I'm saying? And when you move forward, don't look in that rearview mirror. Don't dwell on the past, because that's going to keep you in the past. You know what I'm saying? You need to find your purpose in life, which, you know what I'm saying, your purpose. The easiest way to find your purpose is, you know what I'm saying, like, what are you really good at doing? You know what I'm saying? The thing that you could do the best with the least amount of effort, that's usually what you were born to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what your purpose is. You know what I'm saying? It should involve, in some type of way, helping the community or helping humanity or being a savior, bringing people to salvation. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's not into religion and spirituality, but in some shape, you know what I'm saying, some shape or form, you know what I'm saying, you should be helping people. You know what I'm saying? That's usually what your purpose is, you know? So, you know, we just going to leave that at that. Keep it short and simple. Next subject. Rushing into relationships. A lot of people mess up their lives rushing into relationships. You find somebody that you think are attractive, you know what I'm saying? They got a little going on for themselves, and you like, oh, yeah, I'm finna tie this person down. I'm finna lock them down. Like, this is mine. They belong to me. No. Because you don't know who you with. You know what I'm saying? You just on a you on the outside looking in, you see, for men, you might see a pretty face and a big booty, and you like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? She might keep a house clean, and you like, oh yeah, she might do that thing you like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It might wiggle and jiggle when you're sitting behind that thing, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, you got to take your time and get to learn these women, because women, when you first meet them, not 9 times out of 10, matter of fact, I say 10 times out of 10, they're putting on a mask to impress you, basically, to, you know what I'm saying, to fit your likeness, you know what I'm saying? They want to, if a woman really likes you, she's going to appear to be what you like, you know what I'm saying? She's going to appear to be what you want, you know what I'm saying? She's going to ask you questions about the type of woman that you want in your life, and she's going to pretend to be that until you get comfortable with her, or she gets comfortable with you, and you know what I'm saying, the mask might slip a little bit, you know what I'm saying, you start to see who you're dealing with, and it's going to be a whole completely different person than who you first met. And usually by that time, when you realize that, hey, shorty, you ain't the same person you was 2 or 3 years ago, or 5 or 6 months ago, you know what I'm saying, who the hell are you? You say, usually it'd be a little too late. You didn't pack up your PlayStation, and you didn't brought over a couple beers, and you didn't moved in with this girl. You paying half of the bills, and now you like, damn, what did I get myself into? I need to get up out of here, and you in a whole situationship now. You know what I'm saying? Look, man. First of all, you ain't got no business moving in with no woman, bro. If you ain't got your own shit, you know what I'm saying? If you're not in a position to take care of yourself, you ain't got no business dating, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep your head down, stack up your money, and get your things, get your priorities in order. You know what I'm saying? That's what you should be doing. You shouldn't be rushing into no relationship with no woman, man. You definitely shouldn't be moving in with no woman, bro. You know what I'm saying? No. Just take care of yourself, man. Let's go on to the next subject. Being comfortable being alone. You need to be comfortable with being alone. You know what I'm saying? Before you add anybody to your life, bro, you should master yourself. You should get to know yourself, you know, because that's going to be an important thing that needs to be checked off of the list, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to dealing with relationships and even family. And, you know what I'm saying, if you have kids already, you know what I'm saying, you need to know who you are, man. You need to know you need to be an example for the people around you. You need to be some type of role model, you know, for the younger generation that's coming up next. And that all starts with learning yourself, man. You got to do some self-development, you know. I say in your free time, man, usually it starts with, like, reading books or, you know what I'm saying, going on a health journey. Some people have a spiritual awakening. You know, some people, you know, religion does it for them. Going to church does it for them. To where, you know what I'm saying, you get your head screwed on straight, and, you know what I'm saying, you talk to God or whatever, and you start becoming a better person. You know what I'm saying? You start looking for ways to help other people. But, you know what I'm saying, that all starts with learning who you are and what your purpose is. And in order for you to do that, you have to be comfortable with being alone, you know? So that's it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do too much talking because I didn't prepare for this at all, you know what I'm saying? I created this podcast, and then it told me to upload my first episode, and I'm like, whoa, hold on, I thought I could just, go ahead and get this done without recording anything yet, so I could do some advertisement first, but it's telling me that I need to upload an episode first before I could do my advertising properly. So, you know what I'm saying? This is going to be the first episode. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have some really good topics, some really good information that I'm going to be putting in these episodes in this podcast. So I hope you guys tune in more, you know. I'm going to be pretty consistent. I'm definitely going to prepare for my future episodes because I was not prepared for this at all. I just did this on the fly, you know what I'm saying? Straight off of the head, straight off of the dome, you know. No outline, no notes, no nothing. So, you know, in my next episodes, it should be a little more put together and, you know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do too much talking. I'm going to just end it. Just like this, you know what I'm saying? Episode 1, and I'm out.